turned into a sailor. Y'all don't know like y'all was little guys, so I'm sailing.
Saucy,
you know, these bitches, I'm so
saucy.
No, you have to be quiet.
So much rhythm. Y'all don't know the recipe, I'm so saucy. They been trying to figure out how to put them in a coffin. They want the ingredient, loving my flavor. I'm swimming in the mud and I turn into a sailor. Y'all don't know the recipe, I'm so saucy.
The boys are back. And Tori.
Episode 10.
Oh, shit. Good morning, motherfuckers.
So this is Aries' new tag. That's how he's starting it all off. Welcome, GVGB Podcast. It's your boy, Mark. We got, to my left, we got,
Muhammad.
Muhammad is Aries.
Young Muhammad, what up?
Then we got two guests, 10-year guests.
Oh, shit. Guests.
We got, King Triton.
Back for redemption. For the last episode, right?
And we got All American Jamerson.
Oh shit, the boys are back.
Real guests. It's the real guests.
The boys are back in town. Oh man.
The OG GVGB.
Yeah. GGVB, nigga?
Some people, I said GVGB.
Oh,
okay.
But anyways.
All right. Shit, man. What's
that? They were like, what the fuck?
Tune in to y'all set. What's up? Go ahead, boy. You know you scared, boy. That savage life, you ain't ready for that, boy. Fuck that nigga.
Southern
keep mugging that nigga. He acting bad like Michael Jackson. Go ahead now.
What's out? 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 What's out?
Fight shit. Let's go. What you got, Aries?
Damn, this shit happened two and a half weeks ago at work.
Also, we don't know what you do or where you work. We just know that this happened at your job.
Nah, fuck
right?
it. I'm a security officer at the Rio Casino.
Oh my God.
What up? Well, not no more, but
okay. So what's your story, bro?
Damn, the outside officers got a call or called us inside because the taxi dropped off a male with no shirt, no shoes on.
No
that nigga just dropped his bags and ran into the casino, and he went straight to the poker tables. That nigga threw $100 on the table, and he's like, "Hey, give me my fucking chips right now!" Being real aggressive to the dealers and shit. He's like, "Give me my chips right now, motherfucker!" I was like, "Oh shit, this guy's about to, I don't know, get crazy." So, an officer, or I mean, one of my coworkers pulled up on him, and he tried to. He was, like, putting his finger in his face and trying to, like, I don't know, fuck with him. My coworker, like, kind of slapped his hand out of the way, you know? Trying to put him in a hold and shit.
This is assault.
But my manager pulled up and he's, like, trying to talk to the dude, trying to calm him down. Because he was still pretty heated and, like, I don't know. Dude was fucking crazy. He started poking my manager and touching him real aggressively.
That's
you know,
strong.
Like,
that's
like pat his chest and shit, like, yeah. I'm trying to get my fucking chips, like, give me my fucking money right now.
Give me my fucking chips, bud.
Come and my on, manager, bud. He gave us the green light, like, you know what, just take this guy to the ground, like, get him into the room, we're about to call Metro. So, this dude was about, like 5'10", probably, little short white dude. I got his arm, trying to get him in a hold and shit. But
like one of those like uncle submissions where you make him say uncle
yeah,
back in the day.
I mean like that.
Arm behind his back. Say uncle.
Like that. But while I had his arm behind his back, this nigga pulled his shit all the way to the front again. And I was like, holy shit. This guy's fucking strong. Come to find out this dude was on meth, so his strength was fucking it's the fucking Hulk.
I'm Super Saiyan, bro.
He was drinking that Red Balls.
They're like ants. They can lift seven times their body.
He's Ant-Man. He's
So my manager gives the green light, hey, slam him to the ground. So I slammed his shit to the fucking floor. Me and my coworker slammed his shit.
What kind of slam? Like a 3D from the Dudley Boys? Or talking about suplex? German suplex?
I'm talking like we had his arm behind his back. We had his with his head. And then we just face first into the ground. He didn't feel any of that shit.
That's all you got, motherfucker.
Go on.
I'll take you on.
So we try to put a hand, our handcuffs on him. This motherfucker broke the cuffs. because my coworker didn't lock the cuffs. So he broke that shit, and I was like, we're all about to die. Like, we're gonna fucking die right now.
Strongest man alive.
Oh shit, I'm about to clock out and go home. So yeah, so he broke out of the cuffs. He was going crazy. We had to grab his arm again and slam him back down on the ground and recuff him. We recuffed him. We got him back to his feet, trying to carry him out to the room. That motherfucker broke the cuffs again.
Are you serious? Like,
yes.
What kind of cuffs you guys got, man?
Fucking Toys R Us, I don't know.
Crayola.
You guys aren't real lobsters. You guys are plastic cuffs.
High school cuffs?
But he was so sweaty because the drugs.
Slip right out. Yeah,
he was slipping out those cuffs and everything.
Not going to catch me, copper.
But he was sweaty and his wrists were so fucking small. The cuffs couldn't like...
They couldn't...
Yo, it couldn't hold him.
Let him go. He's like, hey man, just
give him the chips.
Get him his fucking chips now.
So we're almost to the room, in the back room to wait for Metro. We've got his arms and shit. He's cuffed now, but that motherfucker broke it again.
That's three guys.
But he broke the cuffs three times. The nigga was up to his feet, and like all my officers were like on the lower, like on his legs, the lower part of his body, and his upper body was all free, and like he was going crazy. I was the only one up to his eye level, and I put my forearm against his chest, and I slammed his shit to the fucking wall. And he said, hey, get your fucking forearm off my chest, bro. And I said, fuck you. And I pounded his shit against the wall again. Shit was fucking crazy.
Get your fucking forearm off my chest.
Get your fucking forearm off my chest, bro. I said, fuck you. Bam.
Oh my God.
But
he's still good?
Yeah, he didn't feel that shit at all, bro. Like,
fucking zombie.
That meth was crazy. Like, yeah, he didn't feel shit.
Jesus Christ, dude. Firsthand, the effects of meth now, dude.
Yeah, I mean.
Makes you strong.
Is there more to the story?
Meth makes you strong.
No, yeah, so we just had to. So we said, like, fuck the cuffs, and we just had to carry arm and legs separately just to fucking. Like, really just put him to the wall. I mean, put him.
Tied him?
Like, put him into the room and shit.
Fucking tag him and gag him. Fucking gag
so
him.
When we had to like put the seatbelt on him and on the bench in the room waiting for Metro, I had my hand on his chest because he was still moving. And he said, get your fucking hand off my chest, bro. I said, shut the fuck up.
Jesus Christ.
I'm here, buddy.
Oh my God. That's a fucking hilarious story, dude.
Oh my God. That's a great story.
Yeah,
Jesus.
It's one of those things I told better the first time.
That shit was fucking crazy when he told me. That shit was fucking wild.
That was the first time I got aggressive like that at work.
That's what you live for. What a job like that.
I felt so tight.
A job? I want to suplex like somebody, bro.
I felt so dope. I was like,
I want to give someone a rock bottom.
A rock bottom?
Yeah. Dwayne Johnson shit, dog.
Yeah, so I was like trying to go outside and see who got the footage because I was trying to, hey, can you send me that? send me that video, bro.
That video real quick,
what's your number? Like.
All you see is a dude just breaking cuffs and shit.
Yeah, the first time he broke the cuffs, my eyes got so big. I was like, we're all fucked.
No. Doing my job.
Like, we're all gonna die now.
So I got a question: did the cuffs break off, or did he just have like three sets of cuffs on his wrist that were like the chain were broken? He just got hella cuffs.
No, he broke it. Yeah, he broke them off. We were trying to use the same cuffs to cuff them three times and broke them shits because our officer couldn't lock the cuffs.
Jesus Christ.
Because he was moving too much.
Oh my God. Nigga, that's scary, nigga.
I want to meet that guy, kinda.
You
want to
meet him?
Through the window.
Well, that motherfucker got released the next day and came back.
He said, hey, bro, I'm sorry about last night.
But he was like, he went back on a different shift, so they had to kick him out.
Oh, wow. He's like, I'm back, motherfucker.
Where are my chips?
Where are my fucking chips? Jesus Christ. Dude, Charlie, you want to tell the story?
Yeah.
Hey, we don't know where you work, right?
I won't drag it out. Hey. I'm not gonna say where I work.
And also, his name is,
Say his name.
For real, nigga?
Yeah, I don't care.
Alright.
What, of the dude
yeah.
that I beat up?
Yeah, I figured, like, you'd want to put a... Nah. Johnny. His name is Johnny.
Should I?
Yeah, Johnny.
No, fuck that nigga. Talk that shit.
All right.
How do you say his last name?
We're naming names.
How do you say his last name? It's like Quinones or something like that. Q-U-I-N-O-N-E-S.
Oh, yeah. Quinones. Quinones.
Oh, I'm going to look that nigga up.
Eddie, dog. I hope he hears this, man. I want to beat the shit out of him. I want to beat the shit out of him.
Man, he's not even... He don't have a phone.
I know, but still, you know.
Come on, man.
Through the grapevine.
He's listening to the fucking podcast. It's like, oh, I'm going to fuck it. Ooh. All
right. This dude's a former employee. I don't know. He's probably homeless. I don't know, but. He comes back regularly to our workplace, and he just chills. I think he just wants to get out of the sun, so I think he just chills in the AC for a little bit. And I usually give him some water or something like that, just because, I don't know. Because I'm a good man, that's why.
Because I'm a good guy, that's why.
But usually when he starts to get annoying and bugging customers, that's when I ask him to leave, and he usually leaves with no resistance. But, I don't know, this time he was on something, and he was being extra aggressive. And I kind of had to chase him around the facility. And I got to a point where he was cornered. And I was like, Eddie, you got to get the hell out of here, dog. Like, you're causing too much trouble. You just got to leave. And then he looked at me and sized me up. And he was like, man, fuck you, Trident. Like, you a piece of shit, dog. He's like, you still work here? Man, fuck you. I'm like, Eddie, just go, dude. Seriously, just go. Just get out of here.
You man. Don't want this problem, bro.
And he was like, I'll leave once you get out of my fucking face. I'm like, I was like standing 20 feet away from this guy. He's like, get out of my fucking face and I'll leave. I can walk myself out. So after kind of going back and forth with him, I told him the cops were going to come and take him out. And then at that point, he ran. He booked it for the door. And he grabbed his bike and his backpack and he went outside the front door. And I followed him out there because I kind of wanted to stall to keep him there so the cops could get there when he was still there so they could take him. But then I also realized that there were no customers around when I got out there. So I was like, all right, I'm going to start talking for real now. Because inside the store, I was like, sir, please.
Sir,
please. Don't do that. Don't raise your voice. But when I got outside, I was like, hey, fuck you, Eddie. As soon as I got out the store.
Hey, fuck that shit.
I was like, fuck you, dog. And he was like, Trident, I'll beat the shit out of you. I'm like, Eddie, you're not about that. I'll fucking kill you. I was like, I'll fucking beat the shit out of you, right? And so we were just talking hella shit to each other. And once I felt like it was getting to a point where maybe he might swing, I called out one of my employees just so that he could be a witness. And as soon as my employee came out there, Eddie started throwing stuff out of the trash can. He started reaching in the trash can and throwing all this trash at us. And luckily I dodged most of it. That was a good thing. But then he had a bottle full of alcohol and he threw the bottle as hard as he could. He threw it hella hard. He had an arm, dude. It was impressive.
He's a former baseball player.
Yeah. He threw it hella hard and it hit my employee in the chest. It covered him in alcohol. My employee was pissed, which is kind of funny, but
he said, ah!
Hey, I thought he was going to beat this. I had to hold him back a little bit. But he was pretty riled up, man. He was like, you motherfucker! I'm fucking beat the shit out of you. I was like, hey, chill, man, chill.
So you want to hit me with a bottle, motherfucker? You want to hit me with a bottle?
I'll hit you with a bottle, motherfucker.
I thought he was going to take off. He took his shirt off and everything, man. He was ready to go. So
God,
I was like,
damn.
Nah, chill out.
Chill. Let me handle this.
Yeah, I'll leave his name out of this, though. I don't know if he wants me to tell him.
Right? Yeah, no naming names.
Yeah, sorry,
except for Eddie, though. Fuck you, Eddie. But
fuck that nigga, Eddie.
So there are customers around. Customers started gathering around again, so I had to watch what I was saying because, you know, I didn't want to ruin the reputation of my workplace. So Eddie finally left, and I pursued him, and I tried to catch him somewhere where it was kind of secluded.
Sure.
And so we got to behind the store, and I was like, hey, what's up, Eddie? It's just me and you, dog. What's up? And then as soon as I said that, He booked it. He pedaled off hella fast on his fucking mongoose bike. I don't know what it was.
He had a mongoose. He had the pigs. Yeah.
He pedaled. He booked it. And so at that point, I ran after him like a dumbass. And after about like probably 100 meters or something, I don't even know, I started losing breath. And I realized I was a fat ass and couldn't run. And so at that point, I stopped running. And I pursued him just by walking. And luckily, some of my employees drove and came pick me up. And then as soon as they picked me up, I think they thought we were just gonna go back to work. But I was like, no, we're gonna find this dude. I'm gonna beat the shit out of him. So we found him. He was posted up at a KFC.
The safe spot.
Posted up at a KFC just chilling in the shade somewhere. And I got out of the car and I was like, hey, what's up, Eddie? And he just laughed. And I was like, you thought you were just gonna do that shit and get away with it? And then he was like, man, fuck you, Triton, you piece of shit. He just kept calling me a piece of shit and all that stuff.
Put his drumstick and his biscuit down. What's up, motherfucker? You want to go?
Drop that two-piece and catch this two-piece.
He licked his fingers.
All right, bro.
No, so he was like, I'll beat the shit out of you, Triton. And I told him he wouldn't. I told him I'd beat the shit out of him. At which point, he drops his backpack. He squares up and he starts circling. He starts circling away from his backpack. So I saw him leave his backpack on the ground. So I started circling towards his backpack. And I picked his backpack up, but I just chucked it in the street. And I got ran over by a whole bunch of cars. And he got pissed off. So he rushed me. And he shoved me. And he threw a couple of punches. And I fucking Floyd Mayweather. I was dodging everything. Making the sound effects. Scary. No, he came at me. He pushed me. He threw two punches and missed. And then I caught him with a right hook right to the face.
Bam.
And I hit. I landed right on his cheek. And as soon as I hit him, he was like, "Hey, we cool, dog. We cool, bro. It's all good."
I felt the power. So cool. He said,
"I'm drunk right now. I can't be doing this, Triton." And then he said, "My brother just died." And blah 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 blah. And I'm like, "Nah, fuck your brother, dog. I don't give a shit." And I was like, "I'm gonna beat the fucking shit out of you." That's what I told him. I'm like, "I'm gonna beat the shit out of you, dog." Oh, wow. And so he was backing away, and I was walking him down. And so once he realized I wasn't gonna stop walking him down, he stopped and he squared up one more time. And he threw a hella weak, three punches. Like, just like, swear, like Reggie Miller's fucking shot. No,
I'm gonna put his head.
He threw three punches. And I dodged him, and then I caught him with the left jab, and then I followed it with another right hook to the same spot.
God damn.
And I busted his face open. He started bleeding. He was dripping down his face. This was all blood right here.
What a combo.
And then as soon as I hit him, and I was like, yeah, you felt that, huh? You felt that shit. Right. I was talking hella shit to him. It was fun. But he was like, "Try, I can't be doing this, bro. I can't be doing this." He was like, "We good, Try, we good." I'm like, "Yo, fuck you, Eddie." I was like, "You,
actually, stop,
stop, I get it, man.
I'm fucking sorry, all right. I'm fucking sorry. Jeez. You're not a piece of shit. You're not a piece of shit."
I had no mercy for that. I was just pissed off because he threw that bottle at, gonna fight him until he threw that bottle at my employee and hit him. Because at that point, I was like, all right, I'm going to beat the shit out of this dude.
Okay, now it's time.
Yeah, I'm going to beat the shit out of this guy.
Now it's fucking time. Jesus
Christ.
Yeah,
so he ended up going off. I left him with a busted face. But he got the last laugh, man. I'm not going to lie. Because he came back about a couple hours later and threw a rock throw at me. And he fucked up my store.
So you start fucking with me?
Son of a brick, kid.
Hey, he got the last laugh, man. It was about a week ago, too. So we probably just got the window fixed. So fuck you, Eddie.
He probably put a note around the rock.
Through that shit. He said, "I'm sorry." I'm sorry, no. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Ty. You are not a piece of shit.
We good.
I can't be doing this, man.
And it says, "P.S. Sorry about the window." Hey, sorry, though. Sorry.
Jesus Christ. I'm kind of torn. I feel bad about it, because I got the window broken. I take the blame for the window. But he deserved to get his ass beat, so.
Yeah, no, of course.
I'm glad I fucked him up.
No, I'm glad I fucked that nigga up. Yeah.
There's probably a bong in the backpack, too.
There's something. It was kind of heavy, dude.
Yeah, dude.
It was a JanSport, you know? Classic. All the way, as high as you can pull it.
As soon as you threw it, an 18-wheeler comes by. He was mad, nigga. That's why he swung on
you. Probably drew his own art on the backpack and shit. With the black
Sharpie.
It was
a custom backpack, bro. That's fucked up.
He did the S. You know how you draw the S and shit.
Yeah. The three lines off. Three lines off. Stussy, right? Is that what it's called? Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Some people say Stussy. I say
Stussy. Stussy?
He probably has 50 of those on his backpack.
That's what he put on. When he wrote sorry on the note, that's how he wrote.
That's how he started off.
Jesus Christ. Sorry.
Sorry, Train.
No, I like James' story, though.
James, you want to tell your beach story?
I like that one.
I would give that story, but Sorry. The government's on my back right now.
Yeah. We understand.
I mean, what story are you talking about? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. That's
trying to be a lawyer, and I'm getting my background checked right now. So I just got to be careful.
Wait, I think it's a dream, actually.
But if Eddie does come after you, I got your back.
Yeah, there we go.
In the courtroom?
James is the peacemaker.
I will litigate the shit out of that motherfucker. You will fucking get him.
Oh, he's a great guy, man.
I
want
to see Eddie again, though, man.
I want to see Eddie.
I do want to see him.
I want to run into that nigga so bad. Jesus Christ. That's hilarious, dude. Those are good stories, guys. Good job, fellas.
What about you, Mark?
Nah, man.
Mark, how many fights you want?
Nah, man. Dance battles. That's it. So this motherfucker, man, he just came up to me, man, and he was just like, hey, bro, you can't jerk. I was like, nigga, I can jerk.
You can jerk.
Pause. Pause. No, man, the closest thing that we had to an altercation was with we were in that fucking club for Chingy. Remember in Salt Lake?
Chingy, dude.
Hey, we accidentally ended up at a Chingy concert, all right? We went to the club in Salt Lake, and they were like, hey, Chingy's performing tonight. We're like, what the fuck?
There's about 30 people in the crowd.
We didn't go on purpose, all right? We ended up at a Chingy, all right? We don't know.
He played all the hits.
All right, so Aries thinks it was dope. I thought that shit was terrible. But no, that was the last time that anyone I even had like an issue with. It was really not even me, but I was gonna. I don't like being that nigga.
You know what I'm talking about? Cutting the line?
Yeah, like the.
Rock that motherfucker's in front of his big old girl.
So this motherfucker was like a black Joe Pesci. Like he was like 5'3".
He was like
200 pounds, 5'3", and he just had hella attitude. And he was with his girl. His girl was like a Mexican Rasputia. So like, if he was 5'3", she was 5'1", and they were both bigger than hell. Like they were just big as hell. So they had a coat check for people to drop off their coats. And like they had terrible organization, so it's not even a line, it's just people. And Aries is like somewhat towards the front, and these two roly-poly-oly motherfuckers come rolling in there, bumping niggas and shit like that. Honestly, after that, I don't remember. I just remember what I was thinking, but if you want to tell
a story. But he thought, because his girl was right in front of me, and he thought I was trying to get at her because I was so close to her. And he was like, hey, bro, you better move off my girl. I'm like, nigga, I ain't trying to get on that fat bitch. What the fuck? I'm like, fuck her. I'm trying to get my coat and dip, nigga.
It's like, nigga, you ain't got nothing to worry about, nigga. Stop it, all right? The whole thing, like, I don't really hear it. But all I see is this 5'3 nigga looking straight up at Aries 6'2 and just like getting in his face.
And I think Mark can see my face like.
As soon as like I, you could read Aries' face from a mile away.
If you drop a 12 to 6 elbow to your fucking head. I'm like,
this nigga's about to kill this nigga. So the dude has a. he's about to John Jones' his ass. So. The only thing that I'm thinking is, like, I don't know what they're saying because it's hella loud, but the dude has a jacket on with a hood. Like, he has a hoodie or something like that. The only thing in my mind is, if this nigga takes off on Aries, I'm going to pull that fucking hood, and I'm going to fucking yank his shit down, and I will jump him. Like, I don't care. Like, I will stomp this little fat nigga out.
That's what a girlfriend would do, dog.
Man, fuck that, man.
I'm not loyal. You're loyal.
I'm going to yank his shit.
He's a kinky.
And if it don't work, if he don't go down, I fucked up his hoodie, though. I'm going to rip his shit off the hood. I don't care.
I got the girlfriend, Aries.
Hey, don't even worry, bro. I got the girl, bro. I got it, bro. So these hands don't discriminate, all right? No, I'm just playing. Never hit a woman. But seriously, never hit a woman. All right, so but that was literally it. Cause like after that, he like calmed down or like he just like stopped paying attention, or whatever.
Yeah,
but like I like inched my way because I was kind of behind like in the crowd. So like I inched my way like right up behind him, and of course he doesn't know that I'm with Aries. So I was just waiting. I was just listening, just waiting. Like it's not cool to be that nigga that kind of like comes in and fucking sleeps somebody, you know, like when you don't expect it. But fuck it.
You should have did it, dude.
Yeah, it is what it is. Well, I was going to wait. I know Aries can handle himself, but I was just going to wait, you know, just.
He put his forearm in his chest.
Get your fucking arm on the chest, bro.
Oh my god.
Put your hand on his head and he'd just be swinging. Like,
I would beat that nigga on with my left arm and head, just palm his girl's face like this. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Nah, he might have been on meth. If you're at a Chingy concert.
He's a super strong fat man.
I think everyone at that Chingy concert was there on accident, though.
No one knew. Chingy didn't even know that he was supposed to perform that.
It
was like, come on, now.
And tell them what year this was. So oh, this was back this when Chingy was tight.
Yeah. Yeah, this wasn't in 04. This wasn't in 04. This was literally last December.
2017.
This is 2017, all right? So you got to understand, Chingy in 2017
in
is not.
Salt Lake City.
Yeah, it was fucked up because, like.
Thanks.
Like, he started off. No, he started off with new shit. So, like, they announce it. It's like, Chingy! And then, like, he has to, like, say. He was like, he comes out. He comes out, and he's like, all right, hey, like, I'm gonna start off with some of my new shit. You guys should hear it. And, like, people are just.
I was going wild.
Okay, just Aries in the crowd going wild. Like,
oh,
no,
my gosh. Chingy!
When I'm telling you no one was feeling that shit, no one was feeling that shit. Like, no one was feeling that shit. Like, it was terrible. It was really, really bad. I'll never end up at a Chingy concert again. But, yeah. So, five stories.
Just do Faint.
All right, so.
Faint by Linkin Park, bro. One of the hardest songs ever. Yes, I listen to Linkin Park, and yes, I love them.
Hey, RIP to Chester, man. RIP that nigga.
Oh, that beginning part? Oh,
this is one of the greatest songs ever written, my nigga. Hell yeah.
You're like top 100.
Right, Pete. Yeah.
Wow, 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 wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Your own guitar.
Wow, wow, wow. Okay. All right, man.
I don't like that shit, huh?
That shit is hard, bro.
It's tight, dude.
Hey, man. Well,
it helps me get my extra reps in the gym.
Just okay, so Aries doesn't like Linkin Park, right? He fucks with Limp Bizkit.
Yeah? No. Nookie, bitches.
Nookie.
I did it all for the Nookie.
Shout out Fred. It's tight, Fred.
Oh, my goodness. All right, man. No, I wanted...
What a great concert.
No, I wanted to see if you had a road rage story.
Yeah, well, I was just recently reminded. I do have one. I thought I was a pretty peaceful driver.
You only have one?
Like, you have, I can like remember. One? I mean, there's times where I get pissed off and I throw the finger out there. But
do you guys have like a saying you guys get or say when you guys are mad on the road and someone cuts you off?
I know what's your
favorite thing to say when someone cuts you off?
Honestly, God, because like I don't really get mad. I'll just be like, nigga. And that's it.
That's all they get?
Yeah, that's all they get. I don't get mad.
Even when you gotta slam on your brake.
I'm like, fuck.
I address them. Like, their name becomes the car that they're in. I'm like, fuck you, Honda. Damn it, Honda.
Stupid fucking Maserati.
Really, PT Cruiser?
Really? Really, Ford Ranger? Two door?
No, but it was actually on a Sunday, dude, on the Sabbath. You know?
On the Sabbath.
Major repenting. But, anyways. No, this dude cut us off. Like, it was bad. Like, it was really bad. Because we were going to a red light. We were about to be at the red light.
Yeah.
And this dude, like, rushed in front of us right before we got to the red light. So we almost hit him. And he looked at us. It was me and Amanda. He looked at us and gave us the finger. Like, we did something wrong.
Oh, no.
One of those dudes. And so I did one of those, you know, I looked at him and I pointed to the side of the road. Oh, like, hey, shit. Pull over. Come on. And so he didn't want to pull over, but I still followed him. And he lived in a gated community. And I made it in that gate right before it shut.
Oh, my God.
I made it in the gate, bro. And so I followed
him. Do you know
him.
What he was thinking in his head?
I followed him.
Holy fucking shit. He fucking made the gate.
Fast and Furious. Jesse.
Oh, duh.
Oh, God.
Duh, man.
Oh, shit.
Now, hey, and the best thing was, I made it like, part
no
of
way. He said, too soon, Junior. Sorry, go ahead.
I was just saying, Amanda had my back, too. She was like, no, go ahead.
Oh my shit.
Amanda was pissed, too.
It's like, go get that motherfucker.
Hit your chest like, get him.
Go get his ass, Triton.
Yanking on your shirt and shit.
So we just followed him, dude. We followed him to his house.
Yeah.
He pulled into his garage. And he got out. It was an older dude. So as soon as I saw his older guy, I was like, nah, I'm not going to take
him. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I won't beat his old ass. It's fine. Yeah. So... But I still got out of the car as I wanted to talk to him.
Sure.
And as soon as I got out, yeah, you know, words, right? Use your words.
Yeah, use your words.
And so I was like, hey, man, you cut us off on the street. I was like, you know, it's kind of dangerous, bro. I got my girl in the car. You know, you put her life in danger. You can't be doing that stuff, man. And he was like, I've been home the whole time. Dog, he acted like he had no idea who I was. And then as soon as I walked towards him, like up his driveway, he was like, sir, I don't know who you are, but like, you can't be here right now. And I'm like, dude, like, I'm just trying to, I don't want to beat your ass, okay? That's what I told him. Oh, yeah. Like, I'm not going to beat your old ass, right? Like, I just want to tell you, you can't be driving like that. And like, you're the one that was wrong. We didn't do nothing wrong.
Yeah.
And he started walking up his street. He left his house and started walking up the street. And he was like, I'm calling the cops, man. He's like, I don't know who you are. I've been home the whole time. Oh my God. And so I, like a dumbass, I actually started following him. Oh, and I was like, dog, you're pissing me off, bro. I'm like, I'm just saying, you shouldn't have cut us off, right? Just admit you did that, and like, I'll leave, right? Yeah, yeah. He was like, I've been home, dude.
He went all in.
He wouldn't even admit.
He wouldn't even budge. That he's not budging.
It's too late. Once you go that far, you can't check
he's
out
He's Costanza, nigga.
It was bad.
He's serious. He believes the lie. He's believing it.
He did.
He's going in on it.
He wouldn't let up at all.
He tried to close the house door. You got in before
he What you did was wrong, bro. What you did was fucking wrong. Admit it. I was here the whole fucking time.
Oh, so I started getting annoyed, and I was like, dude, I followed you here. I saw you just get out of your car.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, I don't know what you're talking about, man. I don't understand. I'm calling the cops right now. And I stood there while he was talking to the cops on the phone. He was like, there's this large man. He's like 6'5", like 280. I'm like, bro, are you serious? And he's like, yeah, he's brown. I'm like, oh my goodness, dude.
Oh, here we go. Oh, here we fucking go.
And so he was like, he was scared. He was hella scared.
Yeah.
Which he should have been. But anyways.
Some big dude. I'm not going to beat your ass.
I won't beat your ass. I just want to talk about it.
I just want to talk about it.
Yeah, it was on a Sunday. It was like after church, man. So
how did it end? You just left?
Well, he called the cops, and then I called the cops.
Nice.
I called 911. I was like, hey. There's this guy calling the cops on me right now. I just want to let you know, it's not a big deal. This dude's stupid, blah, blah, blah. I thought it'd be
a smart idea to beat his ass.
I'm not going to beat his ass. Listen, right? I promise. I just wanted to talk. Yeah, that's pretty much it. And then I just left because he just wouldn't admit. He just kept walking up and down the street.
It was like
you should have roofed his phone.
I should have went in his house. No, I'm just kidding.
I should have went in his fucking house. I took a shit in it.
But yeah, I mean, that's the only story that...
A road rage?
Yeah, I got brought up. But I guess I wasn't even really that... Well, I was pissed at first, but... Yeah, I don't know.
You went too far. You couldn't go back.
There you go. That was it, man.
No, there was actually a funny story. It was with me and Theo. We were driving... It's actually kind of like not road rage, but it's hilarious. We were driving from Utah. It was when we were helping Zeus move from Utah to Las Vegas. And I think I accidentally cut the dude. I was driving the U-Haul truck, and I was like my first time doing it. I was
Zeus and Theo are his big brothers.
No, they're just my brothers.
All right.
I'm just kidding.
Shots fired.
I'm joking, man. All right. No, we good. But anyways. But we were driving, and I cut some dude off. I was completely wrong. I cut some dude off in the U-Haul truck, and the dude was pissed off. And he pulled up on the side of us and just started giving us the finger, like, constantly. And every time he gave the finger to us, though, Theo smiled and gave him a thumbs up. And he just waved at him. He's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And the dude was like, no, no, no. And he kept giving the finger to Theo. And Theo was like, no, no, we good, man, we good. And Theo just kept smiling and laughing and giving him the thumbs up. And after like 2 minutes, the dude just started laughing. And the dude was like, he gave him a wave. He was like, yeah right. We're cool.
So, all right, brethren.
Right. All right, brethren.
Get to your destination safely, okay?
See you at conference, man.
I fucking love you guys.
Yeah, but I
fucking love you guys.
I thought that was a hilarious story. Theo got the guy to chill out. Just from
he got him to chill the hell out.
That's not what Theo would do, man.
Classic Theo.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I definitely don't have a story.
Oh, right, because you're so even keel. You're so perfect, huh?
Well, I'm usually the one that people are getting mad at, so...
That's true, man. I'd be scared when you be driving sometimes.
Hell yeah, bro.
I'm like, dude.
He's gonna be rapping.
See, here's
Oh, fuck.
No, like, 40...
Kanye's on hold.
He turned over 40. What the fuck are you doing? Time,
I would say 70% of the time, I don't have my hands on the wheel.
I know. Because you're... All your Snapchat videos are when you're driving, bro.
Yeah.
And you're on the
I'm on the freeway, windows down, doing 80. Yeah.
Listen to Kanye or whatever. I don't know.
It's just, yeah.
I mean, those are good videos, though. Hey, thanks, man. I'll admit that.
Classic.
Hey, man.
At what cost, bro?
What cost?
At what cost, man?
Hey, man, it's worth it. It's all worth it. Is it really? Hey, man, you can't take shit with you when you die.
Who said?
Hey, man, I'll, if I die today, nigga, I'm a legend, nigga.
Are you sure?
I'm a fucking legend. That's right.
Damn.
Yeah, nigga, Drake said that.
You ain't got no fight story, no road race story.
No road race, no fights, no nothing. You didn't put your fucking you didn't put your fucking arm in anyone's chest.
Oh, fuck that.
I'm sorry, man. I don't have any fucking stories, dude. Like, I wasn't even, there was one time where I was pissed, but it was, like, justified. But it wasn't even, like, it was an accident because the fucking, I was going to work when I worked at McDonald's, worked at 5 a.m., and on the 95 South, it gets hella fucking dark past downtown, like, that downtown exits. Past that, like, there's no fucking lights on the freeway. It's very weird. So, I have to go to the Trop exit. Like, it's, like,
I hate that drive.
That it's terrible. Mm-hmm. So, I'm driving. It's, like, 4:30. And then the car in front of me, like, the car is, like, well in front of me. And all of a sudden, it just fucking slams into fucking nothing. And it was the sketch. I'm like, what the fuck? And then, like, I fucking, I'm like, what? And then, like, I have to fucking swerve out the way. It clips my left side of the fucking thing, the car in front of me. And we're like, what the fuck was that? Then three cars behind me all do the same thing. Like, we're all like, what is going on here? So, like, we all stop or whatever. The fucking car that ran straight into nothing. Someone left their fucking 83 fucking Honda Civic all blacked out with no windows, no license plates, no nothing in the middle of the fucking freeway.
Did you check it out?
Yeah, we checked it out, nigga. There was nothing in it. There was no paperwork, damn. No nothing.
No money.
No, all the cops did.
You got proof, bro?
Nah, man.
Because the Honda Civic's from until 86, bro.
So here we fucking. Are you fucking sure, man? It was 83?
You should have took the spare tire just in case. You might need it. I don't know.
Jesus. Yeah. Nigga, get the fuck out.
Your story got pulled, bro.
No, man. It was fucking real, dude. We were all freaking the fuck out, man. You literally could not see this shit until you were, like, right up on it. Like, the poor person that, like, hit right into it. It was terrible. Like, they
ended
up
having the car.
They hit, like, straight up. Like, and they didn't see it until it was too late.
Damn.
And, like, it was really, really, really bad.
That video was great.
I love that video. Yeah. But, I mean, like, we were mad. So, I guess, I don't know if that's road rage, but.
We don't get road rage. Our parents have all the road rage.
Oh!
Old people get so mad. My dad, he's a classic. Someone cut him off. He's an asshole. And we're driving, he's mad, but it's cool, and, like, he's cussing out the dude. And then I look back, my little, like, five-year-old sister is just flipping the guy off in the window as we're driving off, just smiling.
So what the hell got into everybody?
What the hell's going on here?
Jesus Christ.
So Alexis knew, but, you know, old people always have the road rage, so
yeah, no, for real.
We gotta calm the parents down.
I think, my dad, I've never seen my dad getting angry, but my mom, for sure. Cause like my mom doesn't like to curse, like she tries to like keep it together most of the time. But when she's behind the wheel, and especially like I remember being young in Puerto Rico, and like it's a wild, wild west out there as far as driving goes. Like these motherfuckers out here, Tokyo drifting all over the place. So when she went down there, and my mom is not the best driver in the world either. So she was just it was just not good. It was just it was. Yeah, pretty much. It was really, really, really bad. And she'd just be like, fuck you, nigga. I'm like, oh my God, mom. Like, are you all right? She's like, man, fuck this dude, man. This motherfucker, man. I'm like, all right, well, can we go home?
I think I heard mom say stupid ass. And I was like, oh my God. That's crazy.
Whoa.
You said that.
She said stupid ass?
Oh, shit.
Your dad doesn't do anything?
Oh, my dad cruises, bro.
So my dad goes.
He's a cruise. He's one of those guys. 105.7 and cruises at 45.
If you go over 65,
no problems in the right hand lane.
If you go over 65 miles per hour on the freeway, he says slow down.
Whoa.
Hey, easy, bro.
He was coming out of lead foot.
I feel you on 70 right now. Like, calm down.
We late? That's what he said to me.
We late?
We late?
Or, dad, I gotta merge. Nah, calm down. Easy.
Like, easy.
Man, we gonna die.
It's like he's on PCH. He's just cruise. Yeah, take it easy, bro.
I never seen him get mad, though.
My dad just waves at rage.
No?
But yeah, mom sometimes. Oh, yeah, I won't put her out of there like that, though. Now she's an angel, bro.
Oh, yeah, man.
No.
100 completely, yeah.
You know who has bad road rage is Jamari.
Is
Jamari here? Is Jamari here? Yeah. Jamari has some of the worst road rage that I've ever seen.
What does he say?
Like, he
what's his phrase? He has to have, like, a phrase, right?
He says, "Oh, my fucking God!" I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, this nigga be hitting him some motherfucking turns real quick. He be following niggas and shit
punching
like that.
Punching the steering wheel and shit.
He punched himself in the head.
Get the fuck out of here.
He's beating himself.
See what you did to me.
You see what you fucking did.
He punches himself in the head. Oh, good for him. Man.
Kevin Garnett on the shit.
He's like,
Oscar De La Hoya shit. <With the head.
laughs> And they're gonna show up to work all bloody and shit. It's like, what Jamari, happened? What the hell?
Like, someone fucking cut me off! Jesus Christ, dude.
I think, damn, what was I gonna say?
Ooh, goodness.
No, I like get worried sometimes. Like, I don't wanna freak out too bad.
Yeah.
Cause I'm always scared of that person that's gonna pull a gun out.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, for real. I'm like, that's a fear of mine. I'm like, eh.
Chitty, chitty, bang, bang.
He looks like he has a gun in his car. I'm gonna let it go.
Yeah, when you flip the bird and they like, well, I got a gun, motherfucker.
Oh, there's videos like that.
No, I love those.
Yeah, see you later. Hilarious on YouTube.
You won.
Like, there's one where the dude's recording the guy screaming at him. He's like, you need to learn how to drive, motherfucker. And he was just screaming at him. And the dude that was recording pulled out his gun and pointed at him. And the dude just stopped. He slammed over his
screen.
Just stopped.
Yeah, it's a cool shit.
One love.
Good, bro. One love.
All right, man. You have a good one, man.
Hey, nice car, bro.
Yeah, that's why people don't want to mess with me in my car. I got a truck, and then I keep all my baseball stuff in there. So, like, how many times do you see someone pull out, like, a real, like, full-on baseball bat? I don't have to show a gun. Yeah, just a real bat.
You show
it's, like, a nice, expensive bat.
He shows the wood one and then the metal one.
Which one you want?
Which one you want?
Pick one.
But you gotta think that person's crazy. Like, who just has a baseball bat
just for that? Yeah, like, he has no idea you play baseball.
He's
just
like, that shit crazy. What the hell?
Oh my god, he fucking bought a custom bat for this shit. He lives for this. He fucking lives for this. Oh god, dude, that's crazy. Oh god.
You're so young.
Yeah, look at these young motherfuckers.
I don't like this Zac Efron.
What?
Like every Zac Efron.
It's hard to believe that I couldn't see.
Oh yeah, that's true.
You were always there beside me.
I was alone.
I thought she was singing
for this. Goddamn.
But you were always right beside me.
Like, you can see the love.
These feelings like no other.
I'm
and want you to know that I've never had some.
And this is kind of nice.
So
I think it's a minute. I want to hear the doo doo doos. Oh, they don't do doo doo doos? Oh, nice.
Got that on my iTunes right now.
Hell yeah. All
right,
that's it. That's the segment.
All right, that's it. Thank you guys for coming.
Oh, man.
Okay?
Emotional?
Got a little emotional, bro. That High School Musical, bro. That shit came out. Well, that was my freshman year.
Damn, for real?
Yeah, that was 06.
Me and Amanda sing that like once a week with each other.
Once a week?
Yeah.
Honey!
Honey, it's time.
Oh, sorry.
Honey, it's time.
That's not funny.
Come on.
Honey, we got 5 minutes before we can start.
Thank you for the tap. No, the Ryan Sharpay version.
All right, Sharpay, come on.
I'm Sharpay this time.
You always get to be Sharpay. Oh fuck. We had talked about this last episode on like what we were worried about like at 14 or whatever. Like, do you remember like just like what the fuck was going on in your head at 14, like starting 14? High school?
Friday? I looked forward to Friday. That was it.
It was just Friday.
I wanted
no
to
matter what.
The end of the week.
Yeah, man.
And, well, 14, what was I, freshman?
Yeah. Freshman year.
Oh, so that was football.
Yeah, you just entered hell, actually.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that first, oh, my goodness. Football stories by itself is enough, dude.
We're going to do a segment for that. We're going to get some football niggas in here and talk that shit.
get the whole roster here. Everyone tells the
story. Pass the phone around.
Have the line out the fucking house.
Day 7 of Hell Week. Made us from Gasser.
Terrible. Jeez. What about you? Being 14?
Sports only. Baseball, yeah. Football.
Yeah.
Having braces. It was rough. Like, braces.
Jesus Christ. It was a struggle. We were all small, too.
The yeah, 5'1", 105 my freshman
damn,
year.
Damn, 105? Oh, my goodness.
I have my own personal pads for football.
Damn, dude.
Custom?
Yeah, they're like my little league ones. But thank God for that growth spurt. Yeah. Thank God.
Damn, dude.
I was like, I was 175. I was like 5'10", 175. And yeah, I played three sports. Did you play three sports?
No, just baseball, football.
Yeah, I did three sports my freshman year.
And oh, yeah, you did basketball too. Yeah, yeah.
Fucking all-star.
I never did it. Hell no, I didn't start in basketball. I was seventh man of the year.
So not even six, but seven.
So I was seventh man of the year.
It's like, I got the six man's backup.
I tried my hardest, though. I did my best, right?
I did, you my did your best.
He was a Spartan.
He was a Spartan. You were a fucking Spartan. That's what you were. Jesus.
That's what, yeah, sports.
Did you fuck with high school?
What do you mean?
Like, as a whole. Like, you fuck with it?
Well, I'm not a conformist.
Oh, here we go. You guys are a bunch of fucking sheep.
No, I don't know. I don't really know. I still don't understand that question, to be honest with you.
Like, did you like your high school experience?
Yeah.
Freshman, sophomore year were tight. Junior year started going down a little bit. Senior year came up. But I think my freshman year was probably my favorite year.
Really?
Yeah,
you know, that's rare. Year. That's
I don't remember my freshman year.
Yeah, well, that's
my junior senior year. I brought too much drama into my life. My junior senior year,
just reached out too much.
Drama king, right here, boy.
Man. Yeah,
how he handled this shit. It was
I wish
amazing.
I could go back in time and beat my ass. I'm serious, dude. I think about that all the time. Dude.
I wish I could beat my own fucking ass.
I wish I could. Jesus. I was stupid. I was hella emotional too.
Yeah.
Fucking girls, boy. We were all girls. We were fucking
women. We were women. Jeez. What about you? Like, overall?
Oh, I loved high school.
Yeah. Like, was there a year that was just like, eh? Or overall, like, all each once, year was tight?
Once I got my braces off, it was a whole new world.
From there.
Enter Fauxhawk James. The greatest James.
Hey, Fauxhawk.
That's my favorite James.
The Fauxhawk phase was a great phase.
Hell yeah. I fucking love that, James.
Mine, like, naturally did that, you know? That's fucking dope. But anyways.
Our motherfuckers.
Yeah, once we all started hanging out with each other.
Yeah.
Because we just did literally whatever. Yeah, junior year.
We didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
That changed a lot.
There was too many people trying to be cool, and we were just
wild. We were just wild.
Causing trouble.
Fucking around in the hallways and shit.
I mean, because I was a year ahead of you guys, but I still hung out with you guys for a decent amount of time. Well, at least I know for sure James.
Yeah.
I didn't really like you, but...
All right, here we go. Hey, that's another story, all right? It's another topic for another story.
I didn't like Mark at first.
No, tell that shit.
What the fuck did I do?
How the four of us became friends and how we didn't like each other.
That's right, Nate.
I hated James, I hated Mark.
He was born, he was just like, man, fuck this dude, man.
I think it started off with Trent and James.
It did.
And Trent brought James around. I was like, bro, who is this? Like, you know, James, like, he was like talking that shit. We brought him to a football game with us and was like, dude, this guy's in the back seat just talking shit. Like, I don't even know this guy.
So I wasn't there, but what I imagine is just a young Chael Sonnen. And he's just talking shit. He's just talking shit.
He's an Aries, you absolutely suck.
And I was like, damn, who is this nigga? Like, I don't like this dude at all.
Oh my God.
But then I met Mark in volleyball, and yeah, we became close.
Like, quick.
And then when I brought Mark to meet Trine and James.
I had the same reaction. So who the hell is this guy?
Who the fuck is this dude?
When Mark left to go home, and it was just us three, he's like, Aries, who the fuck is that guy? I don't like him. Like, oh, dang, he's cool. He's a cool dude. He's like, nah, man, I don't like that guy.
I don't really fuck with him.
I can't tell if he's black or not.
And then I never saw Triton other than when Aries would bring him around. I was just terrified of the man. I just used to see Triton around school. Literally, anyone who ever saw Triton around school was terrified of him. He was always angry. He was always
not.
No, you were always mad. And
pushing kids out of the way and shit.
I remember he would always be by where I saw him would always be by like the guys' locker room. like outside of the doors, kind of like in between the weight room and the, like the locker room exit.
Lifting
and
dumbbells.
I just remember him just being angry, waiting for people. Just emotionally
and
waiting.
He likes
for,
to wait for people.
So I don't remember, but I had James in class. That's where I met him. And I remember my best friend at the time, Chad. Shout out to Chad.
No,
he used to talk about James like he was a fucking God's gift from Earth. He's just like, no, dude, this dude, white dude, plays football and he fucks these guys up. I'm like, oh, okay, like I'm like, all right, sure, whatever, you know what I mean? And he's like, dude, he's smart, top of his class, all American, great guy, wow. James Caraway. Doesn't that? And I'm just like, oh yeah, true, like though. Yeah, that's pretty true. So I like, we end up having class together. I'm like, this guy's a fucking dick. I was like, what are you? I remember him and I forgot who was behind you, Vinny.
Vinny.
You guys used to fuck up the class and
just totally disrupt.
Just completely disrupt. And I was like, damn, like this dude is tight, but he's really mean. I was just like, man, this guy's really, really mean. Like,
James is the classic example of. Like, it's great when he's on your side, but if he's not on your side,
yeah.
Good fucking look.
He's
have a good day. Goodness gracious.
That's how I show my affection.
It's pretty much meta world peace. Just, you want him on your team, all right? You just want Ron Artest on your team, but you don't want to play him. Yeah, Aries and I, we were fine. But then just when I found out Aries and James used to hang out, I was like, oh, this is perfect. And then I just... I was like, and then we created the greatest group of all time.
For 2 years, my nigga.
Oh, I guess I could just answer this question real quick. Blaze asked the question, when is High Altitudes going to make a video again?
Never.
Baby!
Baby!
We do have a music video. It's lost. Yeah, it's somewhere out there.
We got some shit that's lost. The lost
tapes. The lost tapes.
I swear, when we make it big, man, then somebody's going to find that shit, dude. Like, your dad's going to sell it to TMZ or some shit. No one's going to watch that shit.
Remember when Bailey saw that shit?
He was like, dude, he thought we were the greatest thing
what
ever.
What the fuck? You guys, I have you guys in class. You guys are the greatest thing.
I remember you asked me, is that fucking Manu? Is that
Manu?
Is that fucking Manu right there, dude?
I couldn't stand that, man.
That motherfucker can dance, man. Dude, and dude, James? Dude, I didn't even know he could do that. I'm like, all right, guys.
Hey, teach the class, all right?
He's like, all right, man, all right, all right. But he fucking loved it. He was a big fan of our shit. But I remember remember when we used to sing One Less Lonely Girl in the Hallway? And we had that one fucking teacher that we didn't have class with that would fucking hate us. he used to fucking try to... He's like, hey, why don't you guys shut up and get to class, huh? Why don't you guys just shut the fuck up and it was that
with the songbirds, huh?
He was like a younger version of Coach Ballin. Like, he was the bald dude. He always had the nice ass suit.
Nice outfit every time.
Like, and
Mr. Shoe.
Is that his name?
He's from look just like Mr. Shoe from
Oh, okay. I was like, is that his name?
I
Is it Mr. Shoe?
I had that nigga in my senior year.
The bald dude?
Yeah.
Dressed nice suit.
Oh, I have no idea.
I think you're right.
English.
I think English?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, he fucking hated us. He had no idea what we were, but we would, oh, I bet. We would walk in the same hallways every day, and we would sing a fucking JB song.
And walking down the hallway, snapping and everything.
Do up. Shoe up, do up. Shoe up.
Hey, cut the shit.
Hey. 9:15, let's have a good morning, everybody. What's up? Good morning, everybody.
Hey, fifth period, get the ass class. Come on.
Dude, it was fucking hilarious. Oh, man. But for high school, I literally only liked my senior year.
Really?
Freshman and sophomore year, I was a fucking...
You just moved here, right?
Yeah. So I moved in the middle of freshman
Martin
year.
Yeah, Mark didn't speak English. He just was
I
lost.
Spoke English, motherfucker. But was I was lost. I was lost as fuck. Like, I didn't know you could pick classes. Like, I thought you could just... I thought they gave it to... Like, in Puerto Rico, there's no... picking anything, you get what you get. So I was like, oh, okay. So I used to have the simplest ass classes. I had fucking intuitive geometry for no reason. Like, I just had it.
He had 4 PEs.
I was just like, I don't understand. Why
4
you guys
PEs,
get...
the student aid,
and art.
I fucking had what was that, Greek and Roman studies?
Oh, that was
class
tight.
Was dope.
Yeah,
hey, we were in the same class. Me and James were in that class together.
That's tight, dude.
I learned a lot. I learned how to manually score your own bowling game.
Every every Olympic ever. We knew the dates for that.
We did.
Well, congratulations.
Give me a year. Give me a year, bro.
No, man. 15 BC, huh? But yeah, overall for you, which years did you fuck with?
My junior year, that's all.
So we were only 1 year. Just 1 year that was good.
I think that was the best year for me sports-wise. And yeah, I had my friends there. Once they graduated, I was like,
I don't be here.
Two strapping it down the hallway like
head down. Just let me get the fuck out of here.
That's the Jesus. Best.
No, man, that shit was fucking tight.
But I only had five classes, so the last period of the day, I just had to sit outside the fucking school.
Wait for everybody.
Damn,
bro.
This is sad. I had no money to go walk around and eat. Yeah. I just had to stay at school. And
fuck, dude.
Yeah, it was sad.
No, we used our open period just to stir shit up.
Yeah, we go to other people's class and fuck around.
Like pop your head.
I just, hey, what's up, guys? Be in the window. Oh, you guys can't see what we did, but don't worry about it.
Put some fucking Tom Green shit in there. Some fucking superstar. Tom Green.
Put my ass up in the glass. Look at my ass. So what the fuck? Mark, get the fuck out of here.
Jesus God Christ. Damn it, Mark and James are back.
Dude, I remember we were in student council, but not in student council.
Student council had the greatest schedule I've ever seen.
Yeah, they
in high
literally
school
like it was just like a free pass to just go whatever the fuck.
I'm like, y'all just stay in the cafeteria, don't
they? Just yeah, always cafeteria posters. In the gym. Just like I gotta miss class today because we have posters to make.
And it's okay. It's okay to miss class.
Okay, you're good. Don't worry about it.
Professional poster maker.
So we're like,
God
hey,
damn
let's,
it. How do I get on this?
Let's get in that bitch. Let's me and Jesse used to fuck.
I mean, I just bring flowers to the principal every year just to keep it up.
Miss Stanley.
Miss Stanley.
Yo, shout out to Miss Stanley, girl.
Young Fox.
Wow, chicka, wow, wow. Miss Stanley, nigga.
The fucking.
Oh, now I know. What the fuck?
She had the glasses.
I think it was Stanley. I think it was the office, bro.
Oh.
But anyways, go ahead.
No, I think it was a meme that was just like, that's how black parents teach. Like they don't even give you like the real answer. They just repeat it just over and over again until you get it.
Okay.
It's like, you know Miss Stanley? Miss Stanley! Miss Stanley's who yeah.
Now that you've reached a certain volume, I understand that.
Now I get it.
Is it me or does like every high school have a Miss T?
Yes. That's just facts.
Everyone like it doesn't matter what high school you went to.
You got a Miss T.
Like, everyone's like, hey, you remember Miss T? I'm like, it's the same Miss T that went to Augusta Brown.
Was she a free agent? And she was getting picked up by schools and schools?
She covers all of Clark County.
I bet Cheyenne had the worst Miss T. I want to fucking fight
you. I swear, every high school had a Miss T. And she's the same person.
Yeah, dude. Oh, dude, she's Jet Li from The One. She just... There's different versions of her. And they're trying
multiverse.
There's an evil one, and she's trying to kill the other Miss T so that one Miss T just becomes stronger.
Sounds like a great sequel, bro.
That'd be great, bro. Yeah, man, it's a fucking excellent movie.
What does the T stand for? Never mind.
No one knows. No one knows. It could be anything.
Taraji.
Miss Taraji.
I swear, though. Everyone talks about Miss T no matter what high school they're from.
She's like, headphones. Headphones, honey. I can see it.
Pull up your pants, honey. Fuck. Shit. And then, like, niggas would do it, like, real slow motion so that they could get out of eye shot and then just, like, leave it.
As soon as she looks away,
and then just pull it back down.
She's like, no boxes. I'm going to show this off.
I don't want to see your underwear. I'm like, all right. Fuck. All right. Whatever. It's like, shit. Oh my gosh.
I thought it was always funny, the kids that ran from like the deans, the hall monitors. Because, like, you know, there's those kids that were just brave. They understood if they ran, they weren't going to get caught.
Yeah, exactly.
I was not one of those kids.
Daring headlines.
I was fully compliant. Fuck. I'm like, yeah, you're on the other side of the school. I'll wait for you to catch up with me.
Yeah. All right. I feel bad now.
What's that nigga's name? He used to wear all the Ed Hardy shit?
Fucking Baycheck.
Yeah, what up, nigga? I remember all three of us were wearing wigs that one day.
Oh, yeah. And you were the only one that he let.
That was real, James. All right.
So shout out to my grandma, all right? I love you, grandma. But I forgot what it was that we needed wigs for, but
it was after Halloween.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was after Halloween. And I was like, hey, nigga, like, what if we just brought wigs to school, right? So we brought, like, an afro. Like, I had one that was, like, real fucked up. But then I brought one for James that it was just regular blonde hair, right? But it's like obvious, like, he doesn't have blonde hair. So it was just like, okay, like, yeah. So we're sitting in lunch. And we're just, like, cracking up. Like, we're looking at each other all stupid. And
Aries has a
fucking Jerry curl. I got a fro on.
You see that shit through the net in it.
So we're having a good time. And this motherfucking big Brody fucking Baycheck. Big ass fucking top heavy ass nigga. This nigga had no legs. It was all chest. Fuck that nigga.
Triple chin ass nigga.
Fuck that nigga. But anyways, he pulls up. He's like, hey, guys. So, yeah, why don't you guys get rid of these wigs or I'm going to confiscate. I was like, damn. Like, we was just like, all right, whatever, nigga. All right. So we take our shit off, and James doesn't. Like, he doesn't do anything, and he just, like, walks up. He's like, you're good. I'm like, what the fuck, man?
Did he know it was a wig?
He didn't know it was a wig. He thought James just had blonde hair.
Say, hey, James, nice dude, bro.
Nice.
Nice hair, buddy.
I tricked all the teachers, all the students. They all
like, everyone was like, dude, he dyed his fucking hair.
Because James was like, I didn't like
he's just
like, I didn't like it's real, he's man. Like,
he's JB. He's just like moving JB his bangs out of his hair. I was like, what the fuck, man?
He came to school the next day. He's like, oh, you changed your hair already?
He's like, dude, you changed it. It was a good look, man. Why don't you? You should have rocked with it, man. It's almost summertime, man. Sunshine, dude. Like, what the fuck, you guys? Like,
James. Nice dude, James.
Nice dude, James.
Nice one, James.
Nice dude.
Nice pick.
That's, you ever noticed that old whites love to give a thumbs up, but they don't fully extend the thumb? It's always like this. It's you like, show, it's like, not like straight up. It's always like a...
That's a real specific thing to look out for.
It's always like this. Like,
where's your thumb at?
It's this. Like,
I mean,
what
I'm not going to limit it to just white people, but there are people that do that.
What is this? Yeah. Like, what
they
is this thumbs
like the
up?
Top four thumb
just the top of the thumb.
They probably drew a smiley face right there on the face of the thumb.
Talking to you?
Well, hello, sir.
Good day.
James, nice dude, James. Like, what the fuck, man? Oh, you know who I didn't fuck with was Caruso.
Hey, leave him alone,
dog. Nah, man, fuck that stick in the booty hole ass nigga, man.
Hey, what's up? You want to catch the faith for free or what?
We ain't in school no more, nigga.
Dropping hella names, man. That's all that you guys know.
Man, fuck these niggas. What they gonna do? RPC me? I'm gonna get the green slip. Fuck
you.
You're
gonna go to Google.
It's like,
GBGB.
You can't go to work until you bring your parents for a conference. Like, fuck you, nigga. You ain't gonna tell me shit. Damn, man.
Walk tall, nigga. Let's go.
I used to fuck with McAllister, though. He was nice.
Oh, yeah.
He was nice.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was the Mormon one, right?
The father.
I don't know.
He was... I thought he was...
He definitely passed his one, though. I'll tell you that.
But he was cool. He, like, yeah, he's just like... As long as you weren't a knucklehead, he would fuck with you.
Strange man.
Yeah, he's a little strange, but he was he's a sweet guy. He's a sweet guy. Just keep to himself.
Oh, he was tight? Mulligan. Or Milligan.
Milligan?
Milligan.
Redhead?
Yeah.
Yeah. She was tight. She helped me prepare for my fucking math proficiency because I failed that shit.
Because you're stupid?
Bro, last
fuck
chance.
Fuck you, man.
We was on some last chance.
We were on some last
shit.
Chance you shit. Some last. That's what they need
to
make. Some last chance.
Yeah,
some
boy,
last.
You know.
Me and James passed the first time.
Man,
bro.
Fuck y'all, man. We needed prep. We had to prep for that shit.
You know how many classes I took for that shit?
Yeah, I took hella classes. Like, I took a class, like, to help you pass the test. Then I had to take extra math classes.
Like, 2 + 2, everybody.
Fuck.
What the fuck, everybody? Come on, people.
He's like, guys, come on. You're failing us.
Bro, there was, because, like, for the people that, like, waited to the very end to pass, right?
Yeah.
Like, didn't, like, the result come out, like, in kind of a dramatic fashion?
Yeah, like they
posted it or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, it wasn't like giving you an email or something. Like, it was like a paper, and then like it would have your results right there with your name. Or no.
They gave
I don't think they put out the names. They put your student number, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fucked.
Yeah, they couldn't do the names, bro. They'd be like, you failed again.
Aries, you dumb as fuck, bro.
You failed again, nigga.
How'd you fail the science one, man? Yeah, dude, it was fucked up.
I remember I was in class. I think I was in Milligan's class, actually.
Yeah.
And I think it was like Miss Lyle was next door.
Yeah.
And I think that's where a lot of people found out if they passed.
Yeah, bro.
And you can hear people screaming like when they found out they passed.
Yeah.
And Charles Freeman.
Oh, shit.
He went hella hype when he found out. I'm pretty sure. He was like in the hallway going crazy. He just was farting jacks and all that.
Hey, explain to them what's a Spartan Jack, bro.
Man, it's every what every school does. They do jumping jacks and they spell out the name of their mascot.
Because so, there's a lot of niggas.
Every rep, they scream out a letter.
So imagine that. You find out your proficiency score and then you just drop down into you drop into some motherfucking Spartan Jacks.
I'm pretty sure I was in that class when Freeman found out he was passing.
That's hilarious, dude. Yeah.
respect to those teachers that taught that class. I mean, yeah, your classes were wild. Like,
yeah, no, for sure.
There's no discipline at Cimarron whatsoever. Dude. People jumping on desks.
Oh, yeah, that was me. Oh, yeah, I forgot. I was jumping on desks. No, because we had... Nigga, Justin had it, too. Didn't you have it? Personal finance, nigga? No, we had personal finance. Shout out to Miss Kepsel. I feel really, really bad. Like, that's one of my life's regrets. We made her life like a living hell. So I truly am sorry about that, Miss Kepsel. So I hope that good things happen to you in life. So anyways... No, but we didn't give a fuck about that class. And we it was a bullshit class. It was like it was the class that you needed like half a credit of to just complete your requirement. So it was just straight niggas. Like we had the Nixons in there. We had everybody in there. We didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, we had Rashad.
We had Rashad and Steve, nigga. Like we had Nick, I don't even remember. Ferguson was in there.
You are just naming everyone.
Man, no, but it's a good thing. But, like, no, we didn't give a fuck. And I remember I was playing motherfucking hopscotch on the desk. And, like, I went from wall to wall. I went the first way to the wall. And then I was trying to return back. And I fucked up because I landed too close to the edge of one desk. So I put all my weight on the one because I was hopping. So I put all my weight on the edge of the desk. And it fell down and it fucking tipped over. And all you hear is, boom! And I fucking cracked my fucking back on the desk like, ah! Yeah, and then
what is this, class or a fucking RPC and shit?
Nigga, I didn't give a
fucking
fuck.
Fucking detention?
We didn't give a fuck. And I felt bad because I looked back at Miss Kepsel and a single tear just went right down her eye. She's just like, you got...
I like these kids.
See, and that's how racism starts. Because... Not all the kids were in there were black, man. And that's how that shit starts, man. So it's not her fault, man. It's my fault. That's my bad, Miss Kepsel. But we didn't give a fuck. Like we didn't, like she would try to give assignments, so we just didn't do it. When we did do it, we were just like,
so like all right, detention dude. In a movie or something.
Yeah. I actually went to detention one time.
Oh, you're lucky.
And it was like, cause I didn't know what it was. So I was just like, this was like my sophomore year and I was late. So I went. And, like, there was no one in there. And I was, like, I forgot who was, like, watching it. But I was, like, hey, do I just stay in here? He's, like, yeah, just be on your phone. I'm, like, okay. And then it's supposed to be, like, an hour or something. But after, like, 10 minutes, he was, like, hey, bro, you want to get out of here? I'm, like, yeah. He's, like, all right, man. I don't even remember.
I had 15 slips in my backpack of being late. That's what happens when you get a girlfriend in high school. You're fucking late to class. You gotta go to detention because you're late all the time.
Jesus Christ, man.
You're over here sprinting to class right when the bell rang.
Man, speaking of which.
But you never got expelled.
No, just RPC'd.
Just RPC'd a whole lot?
Yeah.
Girls in high school.
That's a whole nother monster, man.
I wish I did it differently, bro.
I can only imagine them right now.
Yeah.
That shit must be crazy.
Yeah, for real. Fucking freak my shit.
Man, all I gotta say, man, if any of them are really gonna listen to this.
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I apologize to all the women. Dude, it sucks, man. I get those on time hop. The memories of the shit I used to post and shit like that.
Bro, and I'm like, this guy's fucking gay.
Oh my God.
This nigga's stupid. What the? Like, oh, emotional ass.
Yo, I'm like, yo, how the fuck? No wonder I didn't get no girls, man. Like, what the fuck was I saying, man?
It's cringe, bro, reading that
shit. Yeah, it's fucking terrible. Like, I don't even like looking at myself back then. I'm like, I'm a fucking idiot. Like, yo, man, I don't know how. Man, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry if y'all had to deal with me back then. That shit was fucked up.
It's okay, Mark.
Thanks, man. It's okay, buddy.
We still here, man.
Yeah, man.
I was hella jealous. I was super jealous in high school.
Oh, yeah, same.
Hella
here.
Jealous. I mean, I think most of them are like, most young dudes are jealous in high school.
So you looking at that guy?
What?
You
said he does.
You have him in period two? I think that's kind of fucked up how you have him in a whole period. You don't have any classes with me. Yeah. I think that's kind of fucked up. It's like you could have talked to your counselor and got the same class. That's kind of fucked up. Like,
it's unreasonable jealousy.
Dude. Yeah, dude, just wild shit.
My thing was, whenever they talked to another dude and said hi,
yeah,
I'd just be like, you like him, don't you? I know you like him.
Or anytime they like would laugh with another guy, it's like, oh, you happy with him, huh? He's funny.
He's funny to you?
But you don't laugh at me like that.
So when I told you that joke last week, you didn't fucking laugh. What the fuck is up with that?
What's up, like?
You fucking him?
No, me and James have a story about that. Because I'm pretty sure James remembers. I was so, like, I was dramatic, man. But when I broke up, or when we broke up, and then...
Not me and Triton, bro. Me and
throwing that out there.
That was later on.
That was years later.
Yeah, when me and my girl at the time broke up, I remember she was really cool with James. And yeah. I used to get, like, low-key jealous all the time that they were, like, so cool. And so as soon as we broke up, I called James. And I was like, dude, she's all yours, bro. I was like, I know you guys like each other, dude. Just screw it, man. Just take her, dude. That was so dramatic, dude. That's something I'll always be embarrassed about.
Dude, I remember you were telling me about the story, and he's just like, yeah, man, she's fucking changed. And honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if you guys dated. Yeah. I'm like, Charlie, what are you saying, man? Hey, bro, what are you saying right now? Like, what are you...
I just want to go back in time and beat that Triton down. Man. I can't stand that Triton.
Like, dude, chill. That was terrible, man.
Physically, that Triton was invincible, but yeah. Emotionally,
he was invincible.
Very fragile.
Jesus Christ, man. James, you want to tell a story about...
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was early girlfriend, like when you're super young in high school, and it's just like one of those.
And you think you're going to get married?
Yeah.
I didn't even think that it was just hey, I have a girlfriend, I got my braces off. But this girl was crazy. And like just mad over everything, and I was just too afraid to break up with her. Like I didn't even like her, and I was so afraid. I didn't know I was 15 years old. Like, I don't know what to do.
He was like, I don't even like you. Like I'm just stuck. Like I just listen to what you say. Like I don't get it.
Damn. But we were doing we had an assembly for football. Yeah. I was on varsity, and like the cheerleaders walk with you, and I just random.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Triton's wife now. We were just matching up together, and we walked. It was like nothing. It was just... And after the assembly, this girl, my ex, she came up to me. She's like, James, do I have something on my back? And she turns around. I start looking. I'm like, no. Why? Feels like there's a fucking knife in it. And I was stunned. I didn't know, like, she thought about that the whole assembly.
She was waiting.
Dude. Yeah, she was waiting. She threatened to kill Triton. She just
all my dudes.
I'll fucking kill them all.
Dude, she called me all, man.
She's like, you're dead. Your friend, he's dead.
But it was perfect. Like, everyone needs, like, that high school.
Yeah, that early, high school craziness.
It just makes no sense, and it's just, she was wild.
So I remember she kicked you out of her car, and I had to pick you up. Yeah, that was hilarious, bro.
Dude.
Because she called me. Oh, yeah, because you guys, she kicked you out because I told you stuff, right?
Yeah I told you. I'm going to call Triton. I'm like, all right, I'm just going to walk home. And then she called Triton, and then she was driving. She was like, James, get the fuck back in the car. I'm like, no, you're crazy. Fuck you then.
Dude, she called me, and I knew it was going to be bad because I knew her and James were talking. But she was like, hey, Triton, is this you? Because it was the home phone. I didn't have a cell phone.
Yeah, home phones.
So she had to make sure it was Triton first.
Yeah.
And then she was like, oh, okay, well, I just wanted to say, you need to keep your fucking mouth shut. She went off for a minute straight, and I was laughing the whole damn time. She was talking about it. It was hilarious. And I am scared of
him. Hi, is this Triton? I'm scared. No? Oh, do you mind if I talk to him? All right. Hey, Triton. Keep your fucking mouth shut! Your whole family's dead, you hear me? You're dead!
Didn't you try to run over Chad?
Oh, shit. Yo.
Fucking In-N-Out parking lot.
Yo, so, okay, so this is, all right, this girl is wild, yo. So there's this story, right? So my old best friend, Chad, he was telling me, like, he kind of was, like, trying to talk to her, and then they wanted to meet up at In-N-Out. Damn, you know what? I don't even remember why. But I remember he knew something about her, or something had gone wrong where, like, she made him go to In-N-Out to kind of, like, fuck him up. Like, it was a setup. So this is how Chad set up the story. So he said, like, it's dawn. Like, not even... it's dawn. Like, there's fucking fog and tumbleweeds. Like, in the In-N-Out parking lot. There's no cars. Like, there's nothing in the fucking parking lot. There's no line and nothing. It's just fucking silence. And then it just... Then you hear that thunder crackle. And then lightning just... Like, boom! And then you hear the... You see the lights. It's a... And then he said, like, he's like, he texting her and he's like, hey, like, I'm here. And like, he's kind of like standing in the middle of the road of the In-N-Out. And then all of a sudden, all you hear, all you see is the high beams. the high beams in the corner. And then he's like, he turns around and he's just like, who is that? Who is that? And then all you hear is, fuck you, Chad. And then he just fucking... And now she fucking floors it, just, and he has to fucking jump and roll out the way like Tom Cruise. And he's like, oh, what the fuck? And then she just goes, and she's just like with her finger in the air, and says, fuck you, Chad. And then yeah, that's and then that's how he told the story. He was just like, what the fuck?
And then she threw a double double at his head.
Animal style. Animal style.
Ain't that number one, bitch.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, man. Well, obviously, I can't tell you if that story is true or not. That's
not. Oh, it sounds 100% true. Dude.
That sounds a little.
No fiction in there at all.
A little fabricated, but wait, that's
isn't all right. Is that a scene off of Crybaby? I'm joking.
Crybaby. Jesus Christ. But, damn, bro. That shit was wild.
Fuck high school, except my that junior year.
Yeah. That shit was fucking tough. That shit was tough for a lot of the time.
But we had excuses up the ass. What up?
Yeah, terrible ones.
Say, hey, we just got done watching a movie.
That was the classic. That was the classic.
I just woke up. It's like,
at 2 a.m.?
I'm so sorry.
Shit. I didn't check my phone.
It's like, my bad. My phone died.
So, Mom, we just finished the movie. Like,
we just finished
5 hours.
We watched the whole Harry Potter series. We watched Ben-Hur.
Oh,
we watched Ben-Hur and Spartacus back-to-back. We watched all the Star Wars, Mom. Sorry, jeez.
I couldn't leave, so...
Get off my fucking back, Mom. Jeez. Sorry, my phone died, okay? Why don't you give me a better phone then? So it doesn't die all the time. remember waking up late? Like, being out late and then, like, that motherfucking... Fast and the Furious mission that we had to bust to get everybody home.
Down you
had
to Buffalo to Lake
get everybody. You got to get everybody
home. 93 on a 45.
I could get from Gowan to Lake Mead and Buffalo in 2.3 seconds.
We were flying through that motherfucker. Jesus Christ. And oh my gosh. That was crazy.
Man, we were irresponsible.
Yeah, no, really. Oh, I wanted to tell that story about... the motherfucking cones. you weren't there, but this was this is our senior year, and this is the day before Thanksgiving. So like, we got out of school, we were fucking around, and like, it's starting to get like, it's like not late, but it's like 8, you know. And like, I don't know how it just struck a chord, but we were like, you see those cones in that church parking lot? We're going to use those to block off a four-way intersection, okay? And we're like, okay, yeah, let's do that.
The one by the Catholic Church.
Yeah. So yeah, it was Pueblo Vista and Cielo Vista, something like that, right? Is that right?
Yep. Damn, dude.
Okay.
Oh, hey, yeah, hey, you know, I got a good mind, a beautiful mind. shout out to the Pueblos. So anyways, this church had hella, like, orange cones. So we were like, all right, let's load up James's truck. And let's get these motherfuckers onto the street and block off the four-way intersection. So we start doing it, and it kind of takes a while, because, like, whenever a car comes, like, we fucking book it, and we, like, find whatever the fuck is around us, hiding behind bushes, climbing up trees. Like, I ended up in someone's backyard. I hiccup.
It's an emotional story.
I just can't. Like, it was just, it's the greatest night of my life. So it takes forever. Like, and we're sweating. Like, we are really working hard at this. Probably the hardest that we worked that year. And like we're really going in. And we got James's brother Christian with us too. And like, we're all fucking...
Oh, yeah.
Remember Christian was with us?
How old was he at the time?
Dude, he was a freshman?
Yeah.
Oh, he was? Okay.
He was a freshman. So we're like, we're trying our hardest to get this shit done, right? So eventually we complete the set. So we complete the set and like we hide behind the church sign. And we're fucking giggling like little girls. And we're fucking loving it.
Cars
like,
running over, getting the constant.
I remember there was a Ford Ranger that just was like, fuck it, and just floored it and just ran over the cones, dragging like two or three of them. We're like, fuck, man. Like, we're just dying laughing. So we go get cones, replace it, whatever.
That should actually work, though.
Yeah, like, yeah, it
like
really.
Like, 10 cars flip at you, like, oh, this shit must be closed off today.
It's like, oh, dang it. Oh,
can't
that's
go home today.
Not going home tonight.
We're fucking rolling.
They just accepted it. They were just like, oh, well. So we're just dying laughing. But the problem was is that some people didn't give up. So, like, they pull up, and they just stayed at the stop. Like, they just stayed at the cones. So then it started to pile up, and that was the problem. Because, like, we're dying laughing regardless. Because, like, they're getting stuck for no reason. Like, we're like, what the fuck are you guys doing? Like, obviously do a U-turn, you know what I mean? So it starts to pile up, and the cars behind us up the street, because the street's a hill, they start to see us. They see us, they see four little, like, skinny kids, and they're like, what the fuck is that? So, like, so then the cars behind us, like, they start getting out. And we're like, fuck, like, what do we do? So, we're like, so they start walking towards us, and they're like, hey! Hey!
Oh, we try to jump the fence over to the Richard Bryan.
We tried to jump the fence over to Richard Bryan. So, we fucking book it. And, well,
Christian couldn't get out.
Yeah, Christian couldn't. My brother, and he was with us, and he couldn't hop the fence. But you know how, like, yeah, moms, they have superhuman strength. They can lift cars off their babies. I had superhuman. I just threw Christian over the Richard Bryan. I don't know how. I mentioned like 135. I just grabbed him
over the fence. Yeah, Christian's 1 foot. And just said,
he's like, what?
He could run though, like Forrest Gump. Like, dude, as soon as I got him, he's just
yeah, we was
and
out.
We're just running through Pueblo Park, through the trails at night. We're just fucking running and running and running.
It's like, Christian, get up, let's go, man, get up.
Come on, man, we gotta go, man, we gotta get the fuck out of here.
He was like, save yourself.
Just go, man, just work. I'll take the hit, man. We were fucking dying, dude. It was crazy. But we really booked, like, man. We were fucking tired as fuck. And then, like, so we circled back around because, like, James's truck was, like, off in, like,
a different neighborhood.
We put it in a different neighborhood so they obviously wouldn't know, you know what I mean? So we circle back, we get to the truck, and we're like, hey, you want to do it again? So so we're like, okay, we run it back. By the time we get back, like, I think, like, most of or all of the cones are back. Like, they put them back. So they took their time and whatever. So we're like, all right, well, let's start this over again. So so we start loading up, and we're, like, putting the cones. I think we got, like, only, like, two streets done. And then all of a sudden, we see the fucking, the not even the sirens, but the lights. And we see them down the street. So, like, because, like, it reflects off of, like, the walls and shit like that. And we're like, holy fuck.
My heart stopped, bro.
So, I was the most scared that I ever been. I was like, yo, we going to fucking jail, man. Like, this is
a hard time, man. I'm
fucking,
not ready.
For fucking cones, man. It wasn't worth it, man. Fucking cones. So, this motherfucker, James, this is how we knew he was born to be a lawyer. This motherfucker, he's Lex Luthor, man. Like, like, he's completely calm. He's like, I got this, guys. So,
no, but he was like, so hey, just start walking normal.
He's just like, just start walking normal. And then, like, we're coming from, like, there was a Albertsons, like, that was down the street. We start walking as if we were coming from the directions of the Albertsons. So, he's like, all right, just calm down. So, like, the cop car pulls up. And they're like, hey guys, what are you guys doing out here? We're like, oh, we just came from Albertsons. We just got some snacks. Oh, also, James is talking. Like, there was no way that Aries and I was gonna.
My fucking leg is fucking looking like Elvis and shit. Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck. And it's a lady cop, too, right? So James is like, oh, we're just walking from Albertsons, just having a good night. How about you, officer? It's like,
you always gotta ask the question.
Yeah, yeah, you flip it back on them. She's like, I'm doing all right. So yeah, we just got all these calls that, you know, like, we had some high school kids putting up cones, blocking off streets, and, you know, causing a disruption. And James was like, get out. No way. Like, are you serious?
I think we just saw the kids run that way.
I think they went that
way. Actually. But,
so she's like, yeah, like, have you guys seen anything weird? We were like, no. No, nothing. Like, we haven't seen anything weird. And he's like, okay, like, and then he's just like, hey, do you want some help putting the cones back? Like, we don't, like, we don't mind at all. Got, like, right, guys? Like, yeah. I'm like, no, we can help out.
We got you, man. Yeah.
And then she was like, really? Like, thank you guys so much. Like, that's really, really nice. I'm like, no problem, officer. We'll take care of it. So she gets out the car. We're all putting the cones back and everything. Just like, hey, thank you guys so much. You guys have a good night, you young gentlemen.
We're like, yeah, you too.
Yeah, you too, ma'am. You just have a wonderful night. And then that's how we got away with it.
And that's where he became James the Finesse. Trying to miss a clutch, but James finessed the whole shit. And he's been that since.
He wrote that shit for Bruno Mars and Drake. He wrote that finesse shit. I'm telling you right now.
James been the finesse ever since.
Jesus Christ. Oh, my Lord. That was That was a crazy-ass night.
We're about to do, like, 12 hours in the celly.
We're about to fucking get...
about to do 5 hours in the celly every night.
That whole shit was, like, a good, like, 8 hours. Like, we were out till very fucking late. Like, that took a long time for us to do that whole shit. It was a crazy-ass night. Oh, God. So, all right, well, that was it was very, very fun. Not an ideal situation to do today's podcast. We had some obstacles, but we fucking finished it, and that's all that matters. We will definitely try to do this better and do this more efficient.
Yeah, might have to save this one for a different episode.
Yeah,
we got a bonus episode.
We'll do a part two bonus.
For sure.
Yeah, like we'll get some shit together.
Yeah,
like
some football talk in this bitch.
Yeah, like we'll not me, but I'll listen to y'all talk about football. you guys want to say something on the outro?
I'll be back. You know, Eddie.
Eddie,
listen up, Eddie.
I'm coming for you, nigga.
Jameson.
Oh, I'll be back. For sure. I'm gonna be next time you guys get some sports in here.
Oh yeah,
I'm gonna be Skip Bayless, Stephen A. Smith, all together.
Stephen A. Smith.
Stephen A. Bayless.
Stephen A. Bayless. We're gonna get this shit popping. No, it was good shit.
There's just so much more to talk about.
Yeah, no, we got a lot. Like that's what happens. Like in the conversation. You, like, touch on a topic, and then you're like, oh, shit. Like, we could go dive deep on that one. So then we try to write it down and shit like that. But there's more that we can get into. also, the podcast is going to change up a little bit. This is our last one fully together in Vegas. Because your boy, Muhammad over here, he's moving to Utah.
Yep.
It's the big man on campus.
Alhamdulillah.
So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah, he's a man of few words, obviously, but we're gonna continue to do the fucking podcast. All right, don't think that this shit is ending. We're gonna continue to do this. We're just gonna do it a little bit different, still through the app, so we'll still try to be on time. We may change the day that we drop these shits, so it may not be Thursday. It's probably gonna be like on weekends or some shit like that, but we're still gonna produce some hot shit for y'all. We're going to still come out with these motherfucking crazy-ass guests. Shout out to all these niggas that we had on last week. Shout out to Triton and James. This is a full GVGB niggas.
What up?
The OG niggas.
Yep.
Yeah. Some real shit. When she strip her name, a Chardonnay. My niggas move work even on a holiday. Nigga. We come from porches and alleyways. I'm the big ticket. Don't need no one to validate. We celebrate. Gotta wait. It's a toast to you and me. Bills ain't so celebrate that party in the yard till the lights come on and out. Ain't nobody crying. We've come so far, been climbing. Know the clouds they passed us by. Come on and raise your glass up high. Everybody home, ain't nobody gone, and I got all my niggas around. It feel good, don't it? Getting hood on it, and I got all my niggas around. I got a couple minutes in town. A couple hundred bitches around. So baby, go on and get us around. Cause I got all my niggas around. Celebrate. 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 We out, niggas.